Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
With Travis Bowles.
He traded a Hulkbuster for that.
I go and see the doctor and he says, hey, you got to lose some weight. He told me he wants to put me on some weight loss pill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sign me up for that shit.
Pete McCarthy.
If you don't pull out like a 1994 S10 pickup out of that box, you got that opinion is wrong, Steven. Nothing you can say makes that not wrong. I'm literally chewing Travis's fecal matter. I'm swallowing it down so I can keep talking. All right?
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
I could arm wrestle her, and then I could beat her, and I could probably impress her because she'd be like, wow, this guy's even tougher than the Mandalorian. I don't know why it says bullpen.
That's where the artists and writers will sit in a bullpen. Yes,
oh, you couldn't say that nowadays. It'd have to be bulls and cows. I think I am this show. He-Man. Welcome, everybody, to episode 206 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. And let me tell you something. You know what? It's episode 206. Bottom line, quit giving me shit or us shit about when you go to iTunes and it says it's episode 287. That's because we've recorded 287 episodes. All right? But this is episode 206. It'll stay 206, and the next one is going to be 207. If you don't like it, then just keep not liking it, because we're not changing it.
Actually, the next one will probably be 206, because you tried to do 205 again today. So, yeah.
Well, I tried harder than you're trying to get your face up to the mic.
I am going to agree with the fans on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I think we should renumber. We should rebrand. I think this podcast is ready for a makeover.
You're going to have people jumping out of windows, though. All of a sudden, they thought they'd missed 75 episodes.
Look at this guy. Starts watching Clone Wars and walking on a treadmill like a little bitch, and he wants a makeover. Jesus Christ.
Stream makeover.
Yeah,
honestly, we do need a makeover, and it should go back to a couple episodes ago. Where Jeremy was here, so be the ultimate makeover.
I love that,
it'd
man.
It'd be like Extreme Home Makeover when what's his name got a DUI and they just did the show without him. You know, was it Ty something?
Yeah. Ty
Pennington.
Yeah.
Ty Pennington. That guy was crazy. He was like Justice Curry. That would be like having Justice Curry be the host.
That's true.
Yeah,
that'd be a quick podcast.
Or Schmustus.
Be one episode, and then they'd be begging for 2.0.
All right, everybody. I am your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me today, as always, are the two best co-hosts a host could have. Travis Bowles is here. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful.
Next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
Doing well, thanks.
We also have the old man in the house. Old man Kyle is here. How are you?
I'm good. Not too bad. I'm still breathing.
You are still breathing. You look good. You got color today?
Yeah, life's been good recently.
You've been wearing makeup because I'm not seeing the age spots.
Nope.
It's almost like you look younger.
I know, right?
What's going on?
Cut
your hair.
I did. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought you looked younger when you were bleaching it.
No, well, it doesn't happen too often. Only when I'm going to a show, which I would have done this weekend had we had a show.
Yeah.
Because Kathy bleached her hair this weekend, so. But not today. I'm just gray, old man Kyle.
Joe Crazy Bill is also here. He's claiming he's not going to talk much, but
hey,
we'll
everybody.
Find out. He's got some...
Can I just yell?
Huh?
Can I just yell at the mic?
That's all no. Steven has. In his bag of tricks, Steven has yelling.
Yelling?
He opened the show again with yelling at our fans. So just yell, baby.
Okay.
Gotta project.
I learned it by watching you.
Yes.
Of all the great things, of all the great things that I do and all I bring to this podcast, that's the one thing you chose to take.
Yeah, because it always wins when you out loud. It always wins. I can be over here talking all kinds of logic, laying down bombs, but you're louder, and people go, "Oh, Pete's louder. He must be right."
Just because it's loud doesn't mean it's not correct or more accurate or funnier.
Now that I'm being loud, you're right. So, dang,
we are. We are live on YouTube. I just want to give a quick shout out to Michael Casper, Jay McClick-Clock, and Ryan Gonzalez.
McClick-Clock.
And JLY9. What's up, guys?
Jay McClick-Clock. Good to have him.
Some of you might ask, what's the benefits to watching on YouTube? Well, I'll tell you what the benefits are. Not only can you see Kyle's peaked face.
I thought you said I was looking good. I've got color.
Well, I'm looking at the screen now, and the screen's showing me a different picture.
To find peaked.
I don't know. My mom says it when I look sick.
Right.
But I don't really actually know what it means.
That's we're the kings of doing that, using words we don't actually know the meanings to.
Yeah.
Kind of we're pretty good at that.
I would come in, and I would feel fine, but I wouldn't want to go to school, and I'd be like, Mom, I don't feel good. And she'd be like, you are looking a little peaked. You are.
And what are you doing with that couch pillow, Steven?
I think peaked means pussy.
I don't...
Your mom was calling you a pussy.
She probably was.
Pale.
She probably was. Sexual. She come. She Sickly. Come. So true story. true story. My mom's like 80. I go over to her house yesterday, and she's like, "I'm getting all these strange messages on my phone." And I'm like, "Okay, well, let me see them." And I look at it, and there's one on there, and it's like a it's
mom,
like a porn.
I love you.
It's a porn thing. Like she got on a text message, like Ooh. Spam.
Dude, I'm getting them too.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I mean, so, I'm not opening them,
dude,
but I'm getting them.
It's all old people.
Does your mom have an Android?
No, she got an iPhone.
Oh. Okay.
And I looked at her and I go, "Mom, I'm pretty disappointed in you."
What do you mean, Steven?
I thought you said that you only cared about this three times. Five times. Once for me, my two siblings, and the miscarriages.
Oh.
Wow, that's a downer. Wow.
And
it's not really because...
And we go dark.
And it's not really a downer for me. Because the first miscarriage was so close to when I was conceived that if that one would have lived, I wouldn't be here. So fuck that kid.
Maybe it's... Maybe actually...
Maybe I killed actually my...
You
I kind of...
Maybe you have a... Maybe you have a twin and it's absorbed. I mean, you know...
You think he has a Siamese twin that's going to...
It's absorbed somewhere. Maybe his hair.
Well, I started absorbing it in my 30s then.
Okay.
That's kind of odd.
Mitosis?
Hey, listen.
I know. Sorry. The word's too big. I get it.
you peaked, bitch. Cut it out, okay?
I just love how he's trying to use words like peaked. He can't fucking read people's names.
Yeah. McClishanakinen.
Gahan? Gahan, it's John, Travis. John, J-O-H-N, John.
John has always been a weird name, though.
Yeah, it's the H that throws
yeah,
it off,
yeah, that's
right?
Weird.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? It should just be J-O-N.
Dude, the entire English language is filled with all of those things.
Yeah, so why are you guys picking on me?
Because everybody else has managed to overcome it.
Yeah. There. Truth. I hate to agree with Pete, but he's right. You're a dumbass. You and...
Well, Pete will tell you, he's always right.
You and Philip.
You and Philip.
The Philip connection is so strong. Did Heidi read this one? And? I know you've talked about before, but is this the same reaction where she's starting to look at you differently?
She definitely looks at me differently, and she started treating me differently. She used to treat me like a king. And recently...
Now she treats you like a queen.
And now the king, she finds out the king is eating errant toenails in front of people. So she's a little bit disappointed.
Just on YouTube.
Just on YouTube.
That's... I'll never understand that thought process. It's like the guy that gets the salt shaker stuck in his ass. Like, who's sitting at the dining room table, you know, eating dinner with their family? Hey, how was school today, Johnny? It's good. And then you kind of look and they, wait a minute.
Well.
I could put this in my ass.
Like, especially if it's shaped like
a penis.
You know
what I mean? Like, you peel a toenail off and you go, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. not sure.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm weird.
Okay. If it was a toenail and it got peeled off.
Allegedly.
What would you do with it?
Throw it away and then wash my hands?
Are you
acetone?
You're live.
You can't handle the truth.
You're live on a podcast being viewed by 7 people.
Yeah.
You're going to just get up and go to the garbage?
Well, 7 people watch?
When the alternative is inserting a toenail into my mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could at least just put it on the corner of the table there. Nobody would have even noticed.
Save it for later.
He would have just stared at it hungrily the whole episode.
He would have. It would be like having a piece of cheesecake sitting here and not putting it in your mouth.
Your quasi ninja turtle shirt has a pocket in the sleeve. You could have put it there.
It tastes like Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't know that, did you?
This one.
Oh my god!
I knew that one.
What?
Oh, you're one of those fancy can turn your head and see your shoulder people, huh? Look at you. Look at me.
Hey, that's a recent development.
Back to my point on the benefits of YouTube. The benefits of YouTube are Cody will be putting pictures up of things we're talking about. He'll be showing us links to websites, I think. He'll be showing us all kinds of things. And there are things that sometimes, make the YouTube version because I can't edit the YouTube version.
I'd say a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a few. So, you want to see some?
All of a sudden, Steve just like had this light bulb just went off over his head. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Maybe in the end of the video, he can just say something like, hey guys, don't tell anybody I said that. Hey guys, somebody inserted themselves into my body. And was pretending to be me.
Even better, he's going to put a disclaimer. He's going to say, that was not Stephen Bisciotti. That was 5 midgets in a suit.
in an Egger suit from Men in Black.
Craig
Sugar
Kelman.
Water.
Fucking Andre Kelman kills me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Fuck Andre Kelman.
Dude, when I read... When
he doesn't
when
even,
I,
he doesn't even know how to use a helmet.
I was pissed when I read that. I'm like, God damn it, I wish I had thought of that. It would be great for my looks like segment. Shit!
Speaking of Andre Kelman, those guys from the Raw Live and Unlimited or whatever, Uncensored.
Is that what that stands for?
Yeah, Raw Live and Uncensored.
I just thought they were trying to say Rulu.
No. One of the guys on there is like a hardcore Marvel basher and is so pro-DC. And he just vomits this constant diarrhea of the mouth. And it's so ignorant that I called him out. And I want to do a crossfire-style debate, Marvel versus DC. So my wife is going to kill me meets RLU. And what's super fun about it is the guys from RLU were like, that sounds awesome, we should do that. And it's me and 2 RLU guys versus 3 RLU guys. They were like, fuck Steve and Travis. There's no value in having them around at all.
I saw this comment thread, and I will agree with Peter. I was like, that's the greatest thing ever.
It was so fun.
Pete could do it. My wife's going to kill me. You and I, Steve can pay heads, and I can do whatever I do.
Okay. Chew toenails. In the hot tub.
That'd be a rubbery toenail then.
I bet you that this has happened. Travis is in the hot tub. Relaxing with Heidi, his foot's up. She's cutting his toenails,
and
the clippings. No, the clippings. The clippings are just
like
falling.
A frisbee dog.
They're just falling in the water, and he
picks them out of the filter. Yeah.
And this is a half hour before they're having guests come over.
Filter Friday, yeah.
To get in the hot tub with them.
Jay said it's McCliglock.
That doesn't help. You're just reading what he said it was again.
Eric Munoz, good morning. Good morning, buddy. Curtis Ackerman, this dude, Curtis Ackerman's gone crazy, by the way.
Dude is insane.
That dude is building dials, buying figures.
All he used to talk about.
So much fun.
All he used to talk about was the Mondo Motus.
Oh, yeah.
That was his jam. And now.
Now he's in
I'm
trouble.
Not saying he dislikes them. He probably doesn't dislike them.
You
want to
know what Travis' jam is? On that toenail in his mouth. Toe jam. That's my jam. Michael Casper, it's really hot in here. I'm super fat, and there's all these guys in here. But no, that sweater, I wear that thing everywhere. It's so good. I like to tell people that I'm looking for, I'm cruising for chicks with a grandpa complex. And I carry, the whole pocket's loaded with Werther's Originals, just in case.
That's my job, man.
You know what I mean? So.
That's my job, Werther's Originals.
Yeah.
Eric Bergstrom says, live debate with Derek Ayers. You want to talk about getting outlouded, Steven? I'd like to see you try to outloud Derek.
He'll eat your lunch.
He will eat your lunch.
Well, somebody should, so I quit eating.
And speaking of skinny, welcome, Joe Crazy Bill.
How's it going?
We already talked about Joe.
I know, yeah, you yelled into the mic.
If he's gonna be on camera, though, we need to set up a little fan so his hair is always blowing like Scott Stapp from Creed everywhere he goes. You know?
With arms wide open.
The last time I was on the podcast, he said, I'm not the fat one. He singled me out. I wasn't fat like you guys. Like, I drink beer, and now he calls me Creed.
I like it.
No, it was a reference to nobody's as bad as Creed.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, Scott Stapp was my hero.
Oh, Scott Stapp is a piece of
early
shit.
Early 2000s, the white beater, the leather pants. I was so down.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like, the rest of the band was so stained by him that even when they formed Alter Bridge, they were still garbage. So you can't wash the Scott Stapp stink off you.
I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
Lead singer of Creed.
I'm sorry. So there was a band.
You would know if you
like
saw
in your world, it would be kind of like a Hall & Oates, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So,
what I want you got? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I think more you're going more Tex Ritter for him.
Mm-mm. What?
Tex Ritter?
I love Hall &
Oates. Real big in the 30s.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
40s?
I'm just wondering, when the last time Steve wore a wife beater? Because that would be a sight.
I bet it wouldn't cover his nipples.
Look like a laundry sack full of meat.
Leather pants, but that'd be a sight to see that wife beater.
I got a picture of me back in 1998. Look like a thong on his chest. Beater.
Go down.
1988? Is that
98 looked pretty good.
He quit wearing them the day he tore that bra off that girl because it got a little too close to home. So he's like, "These are changing me."
Started you guys paint that in such a negative light.
What's the positive light, Stephen?
I was so pure and innocent, I didn't even know how to take a bra off.
So you went from pure and innocent to fumbling to just tearing it clean off.
Well, she won't fuck Bruce Banner. Maybe she'll fuck the Hulk.
Right.
I didn't tear it clean off. You got to remember the storyline.
I remember the storyline.
I never got my hands on those puppies.
That's because you were too busy in the back tearing.
Yeah, trying to get it off. And when the clasp broke.
Yeah, she jumped out screaming like Jackie Onassis out of the back seat.
Oh, too soon.
Ooh, wow. Too soon. What was like, 65 or 63. Something? Too soon. Jesus Christ.
She wasn't Jackie Onassis then. She hadn't even married that guy. At the time she jumped out of the limousine.
Sorry.
Or did she jump out of the... I don't think she did. I think she just held his
bind
in her lap.
So I make an absolute terrible joke about an American tragedy, and he says it's too soon, and then he bitches about the last... Like, I didn't have the last name right. Like, that's...
Well, this is the guy who won't watch a war movie because they've got the wrong pants on.
Cargo pockets?
Yeah. So,
you don't wear an M1943 jacket in 1941.
I'm so sorry.
Has anybody watched all of the Tremors movies?
No, I haven't seen Michael J. Fox in anything lately.
Wow.
But my JFK reference is too soon.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Cody.
Wow.
What?
Cody. Will you see if my phone is out on the... counter.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where are you going with that? Tremors or something? Was it what? What's going on with that?
Steven is talking about the lead singer of Creed like it's a celebrity sex pass from his wife.
Thank you.
Only one of those.
Who is it?
Daniel Craig. Oh. Ever since Casino Royale, him coming out of that water, I've been like, dude, that's a man. That's a man.
That whole scene was an accident. He was supposed to be like diving into the water, and he was like, "That water's shallow. It's gonna look stupid. Screw you guys!" And walked out of the water, and that's what ended up making the final cut. So that scene wasn't even planned.
What a pussy!
I read a lot of clickbait.
So you haven't seen the movie, but you know about that?
Yeah, it was good. I read a lot of clickbait.
Nice. All right, everybody. I think we've caught up. Is it time to move on to toy news? Travis just got his phone, so I think that we're probably behind the...
Discuss.
...the eight ball on that.
Discuss what?
Toy news.
Yes, what is the topic you would like us to discuss?
Yeah, what is the toy news, Travis?
Discuss it.
Wow.
Super 7 is opening up orders for Lionel and Panther.
Version 2.0?
Yep, version 2.0.
Still waiting on 1.0.
That's why...
How are you still waiting on 1.0?
Well, not... I mean, I've got stuff on pre-order from Super 7 from...
Gotcha.
You know,
yeah.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You do? What?
Thundercats. Puma,
you haven't got your Thundercats? Because I have.
Mumra and Chitara and Tigra and Rune and...
Oh, yeah. Those are coming soon. But I don't know if they're 2 years
ago. Soon.
I don't think that it was 2 years ago, though.
Okay.
I think that was probably...
Yeah, but when you've got limited time left, you know what I mean?
I'm counting the days. Pretty sure my order says 2019. Of January of 2019, so I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong.
How do you guys feel, though? How do you feel about them bringing back the big guys?
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
I think it's bullshit, because now the ones I'm trying to double my value for on eBay aren't going to sell because they're going to flood the market.
I'm happy with the one I got.
Yeah. Well, I can relate with Pete's comment. Because I have a few of these that I probably should have offloaded. I'm still happy that they're doing it. I mean, it's great for fans.
Well, you still got a couple years. It's not like, you know,
true.
It's not like they're coming out next week.
Plus, you put out the Thunder Tank like that, you gotta give people the opportunity again.
You do. You do. You can't, you know, because then you're going to have those people that are like...
I'm going to shoot this fingernail off. I'm going to go appropriately dispose of it to show that it can be done.
You got those people that are like, you know what, but I don't have, the Thunder Tank's awesome and I want it, but I don't have Lion-O and Panthro. And then they go look at what it would cost to get Lion-O and Panthro, and they're like, screw that, I ain't getting the Thunder Tank. So as far as a business move, I think it is essential that they do what they did. Because they're only releasing the two you really need for the Thunder Tank. I mean, if you want to put your Thundercats crew in that tank, which I do.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great move by Super 7.
Are you going to add on a part of your house to put the tank?
No, I'm going to sell some stuff.
He's going to set it on the barge, which is sitting on his flat.
No, by the time it shows up, his kids will be off at college.
What are you... true, true.
Brilliant. That's a good idea.
What are you going to sell, Steve?
I'm selling some... you guys have... I got to find a better way to sell. I'm trying to sell my big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, even though I love them. They take up a ton of space.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question I got to ask, since I don't pay a whole lot of attention. Michigan Toy Traders, it's our own kind of group. It's for Michigan. Travis started it. He doesn't care about it anymore, but he did start it, and Pete was right there. And everything.
Yeah,
it's
short midges on it.
Huh? Yeah,
does anybody ever buy anything on there? I see stuff, but I don't ever see anybody buying. Or
if the price is right, I think people buy.
But that's the thing. He posted these a month ago, and the price was ridiculous. And
ridiculous in a good way?
In a good way. I even commented on it.
I only need Michelangelo.
Somebody commented on the pricing of it, thinking that it was way over, and I shamed the dude. And then he took his comments off. But no, it was a hell of a deal for the four.
Darn, that sounds like fun. How'd I miss out on that?
Because you haven't logged on there since... You haven't logged. Last time you logged on there was when Kyle posted about his pre-order from January of 2019 with Super 7.
How is it that we're admins of that group and we literally don't see anything from it?
The day I got myself all in trouble with Bobby Vala, I was commenting on stuff in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that person I was commenting about then, nobody ever realized what an asshole I was being because they were so obsessed with the Bobby Vala part. So
I never saw it. I never saw what you were commenting on. I wish people would screenshot stuff and send it to me.
He pulled it before I could screenshot it. I was texting back and forth.
Make things a lot easier for me.
I never even saw it. Kyle had.
I know you so well. Like, I know pretty much what you've done for the last 3 months. And you go to work and come home. So, like, how you can't...
screenshot stuff.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You went to San Marcos once. I remember that. But other than that... Like, you're literally sitting around with your phone in your hand. Like, step up.
I've been reading.
But not comments on Michigan Toy Traders, apparently.
I think you could just make Charlie an admin.
I want to sell it.
Just make Charlie an admin.
I'm gonna. How about we raffle it off?
Raffle what off?
The group.
The group.
I'd give it to Short Midge. That's the torch he's carrying right now.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, he's admin on there. He's on the ball.
I would love someone to be. So. I'm glad because
I don't. Do
I am
not.
Time for a promotion, Ben.
Yep.
All right. Well, were we talking about anything else?
Toy news.
If not,
talking about toy news. Is there anything else besides Super 7?
Toy news. The new reveal of the new He-Man toys has come out. Anyone want to see this? I should have told. I didn't think to tell Cody to put these. I didn't really realize.
Actually, just tell Cody now. Cody could probably look it up real quick.
Actually, it's not bad.
You like that? Take a gander, everybody.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Toys.
Yeah, this is going to be the this based on the CGI cartoon, not the one Kevin Smith is doing.
Okay.
This is a Netflix. I'm pretty sure it's a Netflix cartoon. This is going to be a new redesign of. Come on, Pete! You won't even comment on it.
What?
You don't even want it. You don't even have an opinion.
No, I won't watch it. But I'm glad that people are excited about it. Like. Man, it bitches at me when I have an opinion and bitches at me when I don't. I can't make this fucking guy happy.
What do you guys think of the redesign?
He just likes to bitch at you.
It looks stupid.
It looks stupid. Why you?
I think it looks kid-like. So if this cartoon is meant to be more of appealing to kids, you got the Origins line, which appeals to you guys. Yeah, that's
they look
it,
like
Cody.
The oversized, like the 6-inch oversized overhead, bigger head, bigger hands, bigger feet, play school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything about him left that looks like a barbarian anymore?
The bare arms.
Just
but
the bare arms.
That's more of a techie. Dude, you know what that screams to me? Exactly what
Iron
they
Man?
Just...
Or not
no,
Iron Man,
I
but...
think exactly what they just did to Pete's Turtles. That toy line that Pete had...
Yeah, the highly stylized, the little kind of...
Glow-in-the-dark, or not glow-in-the-dark, but like clear weapons. Mm-hmm. You know, that line you just had from the last cartoon, I think. You know, and we just...
They're not... Yeah. They're just not going to make those toys like we remember them. They're just not. That's not what kids want anymore.
Well, and it's
and if
they're
you
looking
gear
for
a toy line towards kids.
Yeah,
you have to adapt it towards kids.
The Origin line is for Steve and nobody else in the room. But but this is going to be for kids. And don't get me wrong, Steve's going to buy those too. Probably.
It's got a kind of a Voltron-y.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
I feel like the way they did the Playmates Turtles prior to the latest incarnation, remember everybody hated that, and now they look at what the Turtles are now, and they look back just one...
We got to get you better on mic.
They look one iteration back, and they love that Playmates
stuff.
Did,
yeah,
that's
people
what
didn't
be.
Like the 2012 Nickelodeon stuff,
and now
and then Rise
it.
Came out, and everybody's like, oh, I wish it was this. I was like, bitch, you were bitching about that back then.
People are going to complain, but I don't really see any problem with that.
Okay,
style.
So
but
here's
if you see them complaining, please screenshot it and send it to Travis so he can contribute to the show.
The four of us here, we don't care, right? We don't care what that looks like.
I mean, I care for the people that want to watch it, but for me personally, I don't.
Yeah. Steve, what do you think?
My opinion?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I realize what they're doing. I would like to see more of a barbarian style connection to him. He's wearing a sleeveless onesie, if you really look, with armor and boots over top of it. They've got his not only his legs covered now, but his chest covered now. And, you know, as you can make all the jokes you want about that, but that is going away from what He-Man originally was. He was a barbarian type, you know, dude that it was just cool. And there's no fur on the top of his boots. There's no ode to the original look of He-Man at all. So I, you know, they're moving away in a completely different direction. So I understand it, and I will watch it. I'll support it. But it's not, like Travis said, it's not really for me.
Well, hopefully the stories are good.
Hopefully the stories are cool.
And get past the...
Yes.
What we're looking at.
But do you really think...
Hey, Steve, hand me your phone back with that picture. I want to argue with you.
Okay. That's fine.
Is it anybody else think it's weird that like Steve gets so upset that they're putting clothes on a dude.
So Steve, you're saying they're going away from everything that makes He-Man He-Man.
Well, not everything, but a lot of the stuff.
You said everything, so I'm just like, sometimes you get a little crazy.
Okay, he's still blonde. He's still got muscles.
Yep, he's still riding a big red-armored green cat.
I'm actually not very upset at all with the look of Battle Cat.
Nope. He's still got giant muscles. His proportion, upper body proportion, he looks like...
He was drawn by Rob Liefeld.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, kids want to see the big muscles.
Look at his feet.
So if you think the barbarian that you were trying to when you were a kid, like all that stress you had of trying to look like that, you imagine a kid trying to look like this?
We don't care.
I know they don't care.
We don't care because it's boys. We only care if girls have body image troubles nowadays.
That's true. But I just think there's plenty here that looks just like He-Man.
Okay. I agree. There are some things. So if you looked at that, and he was not on Battle Cat, would you think that was He-Man though?
I think I would because it's not an Iron Cross on his chest. I don't think it definitely has kind of that feel of that right in the center of his chest. He's got blonde hair and big muscles and a sword.
Maybe. I don't think it would be.
I don't know who else I would guess it to be. You know what I'm saying?
I would guess it to be some... I think it's more closer to a... what's his name? Flash Gordon look. Like a Flash Gordon updated.
No,
like Hercules from Disney. From like 2000.
I get that.
1998 or something.
Can I... I would like to fast forward to a little drama with this, obviously. And
oh, okay.
I'd like to share a few comments from other people.
All right.
He-Man.org obviously posted this picture. I think that might have been the first place it was showed.
Probably,
sure.
I would guess.
Yep. It could have been Netflix, but obviously it's not to be confused with Kevin Smith's Revelations cartoon. So, you're getting two cartoons.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, if you're a He-Man fan, pretty
it's a win.
Cool. Yep.
Is Revelations supposed to be?
Revelations is supposed to be an updated continuation of the Filmation cartoon.
Okay.
Which I've got pictures of that after we're done talking about this.
I can't wait.
Cody, you get that picture from me?
So Jeremy Kale commented and said, I dare say this looks worse than New Adventures. His upper body looks three times bigger than his lower.
So that doesn't bother me. All right. Had a little interruption there. I can't remember where we were. We were just... were you reading comments?
No, we had just wrapped up Motu. We were moving on to anything else.
We can move on from that line because you got some pictures of Revelations, I imagine.
Yeah, Revelations is... we've got a picture of the toy line that is coming from Revelations. This is a...
Much better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you blow that up a little bit, Cody? Thank you.
Yeah, let me handle that. You guys talk.
Who's doing these toys? Mattel?
Mattel. They look good.
They do look good. They're definitely different. I think it's perfect with Origins filling that role. And then you have this.
It almost looks like closer to classics, I want to say, in the body styles.
Mm, yeah.
A little more
elongated, not so squatty and short.
What do you think, Pete? You like him?
More like a 6-inch figure.
No.
Well, I don't think Pete's ever really going to like it.
No, I mean, I don't. I mean, but I look at these and these to me look like, okay, so when you're walking down the Meyer aisle, you've got the Marvel Legends, and then you've got the other Marvel figures.
Mm-hmm.
Those look like the other Marvel figures to me.
Oh, the lower price point?
Yeah.
What if they are?
Just lower quality.
I don't know. They look like they're pretty articulated from what I'm looking at.
I think they're going to be pricey.
Their articulation doesn't mean good.
Is that a double-jointed elbow on a female figure?
And
because you sure as hell know.
And who is that?
It's Evil-Lyn. Extra hands.
Extra head. A satchel.
It's a purse when it's a woman, but yeah.
It is kind of weird to me that there's a whole new...
Skeletor's head looks too small. But both the guys' heads look too small for their bodies.
I will also say that it is weird to me that you're going to get another sculpt of Battle Cat and new armor. I mean, it's a good thing, I guess, and I understand why.
Yeah.
But it is kind of strange to be like, okay, there's going to be two Battle Cats on the shelf at the same time.
Yeah, but they're going to look totally different.
Three.
If you well, I mean,
Origins still hanging around, too.
Totally different from the standpoint of they're both huge green tigers with yellow stripes and red armor, but everything else is different. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, you could do that in every toy aisle with almost every property. You know, you go down the aisle and you can see five different Iron Man.
Well, every you know, five every elevator Spider-Man. Plays Celine Dion. It doesn't make it right.
I've seen
Wouldn't
a little.
Go on, though, Pete.
I'm seeing a little bit of a 2000X
vibe
here.
A little bit.
I actually really think Battle Cat's cool. The Evil Inn is the biggest not looking
departure.
Like yeah departure, and I mean whatever. I don't know.
Well, hey.
It's hard to sit back and be not excited for MOTU people with all of these things going on when. I'm a TMTN Turtles guy, and I mean they're doing the same thing right now. There's you know three lines running. I get it, you know. And so hey man, if this ends up striking somebody's fancy and they're it's better to them than another line, then I mean and MOTU Joe is right. What's not to like? You know we're getting more MOTU, and the more they do, the more you're going to find that you like. So
yeah.
Said it's not for me, but MOTU never has been. So.
I mean, yeah. A part of it is that, like you're hit on the nail on the head. It's all numbers. They're going to put all these different versions of He-Man out. Something's going to catch. You know, the bigger your net, the more fish you catch. So I think, Pete, you're right in a sense. The bigger the net, the more fish you get. If they're sending out or they're putting three different versions of He-Man out there in Battle Cat and so on and so forth, something's going to catch.
Right. It's a stroke for every folks.
Right. Yep. And the ones that don't sell, they'll kind of maybe go away. And the ones that do sell, they'll just keep on moving forward.
Right.
All right. Last words?
Actually, I know this kind of is moving on to drama, but.
Do it.
We're on MOTUs.
Yeah, do it.
It kind of fits.
Curtis Ackerman sent me a pretty good one. If anyone is looking to buy, this was an Masters of the Universe Origin fans. If anyone is looking to buy a Lords of Power 5-pack on Mercari, avoid this seller. He is swapping out the exclusive figures for the regular retail versions and selling the exclusive ones repackaged on the retail cards to maximize profit. Okay, so that Power of Lords set, he brought it in one day, and it was a exclusive.
Okay.
He took those figures out of that, opened up Origins figures of those figures, and he's then resealing them.
So he's
on
so
a
he,
single card.
So he's selling the exclusives as singles, but then he's selling it as an exclusive box that doesn't have the exclusives in it.
But he put the Origins figure. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So he's a piece of shit. Is
but
what you're saying?
Here's what I want to go kind of show you. The pictures, I mean, literally show you what he's doing, okay? You look at the picture of this Lords of Power box, and it's, you can tell, okay.
Thank you. I was going to say, I can't tell.
No.
A He-Man guy can tell.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so Steve would be able to look at this and go, those aren't the Lords of Power figures, and it gets a little bit into that here. So... Joe Todaro replies and said, here's the original listing. What's in this photo is clearly what he sent you. This is on you, dude. Okay, because what the guy did is he pulls up the actual photo, which is this Power Lords of Power box set, but you can tell by looking at it, and like I said,
right.
We would not be able to
can tell.
Yep, we would not be able to tell.
Oh yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, yes, buyer beware, but the fault lies on the seller for being a crooked piece of shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess because it's hard because we can't read the... I don't know if he was at... I don't know if he was advertising it as the Lords of Power set.
If his write-up...
It's in the box!
There's no description on the sale.
Actually, it does say on it, Masters Universe Lords of Power 5-pack.
Okay. Well, if that's all it says.
And I can't say because I don't have the, you know.
Now, if he says in there, if you go into the description and it says, this is the box and packaging, but I've replaced it with the regular Origins figures, then it's on the buyer.
Right.
I put
but maybe. What would have been the point if he was selling the other ones as the exclusives? What would have been the point of him saying that? I mean, it seems like why put those in that package and sell them if you weren't trying to bamboozle somebody?
Plus, the price is down. That set is going for more than what? Did they sell it for $235?
$238?
Yeah, it's going for over $400 easy. Close to $5.
Well, and
in fact, I saw a picture of Travis. One went for $7 recently.
There's nothing about ignorance in buying that makes what this guy is doing okay. That's my point.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. So, I mean, and
I'm thinking I'm going to do it.
Yeah, because you pulled the figures out. You have a loose box, right?
I do.
And, dude, the hard part would be, I would say you got to...
It's probably ruined, though, because it's in his non-climate-controlled storage unit because he wouldn't spring for the extra money.
You need to be... You just, in the listing of it...
$50 a month.
You be honest. And the reality is there are some people that just want that box. And now you put five figures with
then
it or whatever.
Just sell the box. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to sell...
You put it on the listing. You put it in the big black.
So what's funny is he does write on that. He goes, look at all the photos and ask questions.
Yeah, but you still you.
I know.
You know, I'm with Pete on this. You don't set somebody up to be.
I'm in the middle.
The fool.
You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle because the price.
There's more space there now that Travis has lost weight.
The price would have made me go. Why is it so cheap?
Mercari is the reason why would right. make me think about it.
You would have taken pause because again, you know,
right?
You know, maybe somebody new to the game didn't know that. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe he was like that guy in North Carolina who's just buying this stuff for sick kids. You know, it could be.
Maybe. Yeah, could be.
What's your verdict, Cody? What do you think?
Yeah,
Cody doesn't know.
It's kind of a weird one, but it's funny because I mean, it's an example of a freaking box right. selling for $200.
Well, here's the other.
I'm gonna look on eBay and see if there is just a box.
Yeah,
the PS5 boxes were selling for that much.
Wow! Whoa. If you guys didn't hear that, which you probably didn't, Cody said that the PS5 box was selling for that when it came out.
That's crazy.
Hey, Cody. What would be the advantage of having a PS5 box?
I have no idea.
If you're one of these people that likes to put their boxes on a display case, and it's weird because you would think they'd have their own, but it's weird.
There's people that put boxes from their consoles on display.
People are weird, dude.
I thought we were as weird as it got. We're podcasting on a Sunday morning on our 206th episode or something.
Volume 3.
And there's people that are weirder than us. I don't get it. Hey, what are you doing Saturday? I'm going to go out to the bar with my brother and some friends. Okay, cool. Hey, what are you doing? Well, I got this exclusive set of toys. I'm going to take the figures out, put other figures in, and I'm going to resell it. It's going to be awesome.
Pete, I'm going to up you one. I'm going to take my empty PS5 box, and I'm going to put it on eBay and make $200.
It's crazy.
Well, you guys think back to the time we were at King County. And I walk into a booth, and a guy's got the flag box sitting there, and I'm like, what do you need? And he's like, 150, and I'm like, I got 100. And he goes, okay, and I bring it back to my booth. I put it in my booth.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm turned down, and a dude walks over and goes, the flag box for sale? And I was like, 200. And paid $200 for a box.
Yeah, but...
I understand. It's a big difference. Yes.
Right, because, I mean, at the end of the day, he has an $800 flag. And now he spends $200 on a box. Now he's got a $1,500 set.
From 30 years ago.
You know?
Ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Not last
right.
month.
There's no way that this guy did all that work and posted it on Mercari to not try and screw somebody over. And the fact that somebody got screwed over, you can blame him all you want. And yeah, he should have looked. Or yeah, he should have known. Blah, blah, fucking blah. He got set up. And that's bullshit. And what he's doing is he's not getting on there, at least in my opinion, to say... Hey guys, I'm stupid. I got on there to say, hey guys, this guy screwed me over. This guy's doing things that aren't honest.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm all about that. If somebody's being a swindler, call them out.
Box only recently sold on eBay for $90. Jeez. So that's not as much as that guy paid. So,
yeah, but you know what? You put five figures
in there. He got five figures in there. So
my question is, side note is, so what did he do with the figures that were in the box? He put them on a card, and then he sold them, like, as what, variants?
I wouldn't say it's variants. I would say that'd be more like a special, yes, like a special.
So like just Merman from that set to recently sold for $132.
So why not just sell the set? I mean, what, if you're trying to
Or he kept those, he carted them himself.
He wanted them,
you know, he's one of these guys that got them lined up wall, you know.
Okay,
wall,
so yeah. He didn't do
maybe
it
he did flip. Okay. I don't know.
I'm going to preface this, Kyle. He-Man fans, okay? Okay?
Can't argue with
He-Man
that.
Fans.
Sorry, I should have, yeah.
I mean, I love you, He-Man fans.
It's like the only stinker on his own for sale in this whole, in that set is He-Man. Because he's very similar to the rest of the He-Man.
People bought it thinking that it was the PS5. Or like,
yeah, they were just trying to swindle people too, right?
Yeah.
So that was a swindle. Those sold so high because people thought they were getting a PlayStation, even though it said this is the box only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I actually did the same thing yesterday. I went to go get motor oil, and I was at Walmart, and I picked the oil up, and I got the wrong kind of oil. I had to take it back this morning before I came here and get the right oil because they're right next to each other. One's OW freaking 520, the other one's OW 20. Like, yeah. There's a 5 is the only difference on the jugs look exactly the same, and I was in a hurry because I wanted to go buy some toys, and I got the wrong thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just realized that Bill's going to be shopping at my Walmart now, too.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
No.
Believe
Walmart
me.
Walmart sucks.
Believe me, I know.
I'm not even going to say it's my Walmart, and I live here now.
It's awful.
You can have it.
It was the first Walmart around here that we knew of that had the WWE Motif crossovers.
True. One set, I think.
Works for
that's all mine got.
That Walmart works for Middle Camp. He's the only one that finds stuff there.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Curtis, for screenshotting that and sending it to me. And that's all I got for Toy Drama.
What was that, though?
That was me trying to eat some corn.
Trying to?
We going to discuss...
website.
Ooh. Yes, that, but... Are we going to discuss the results of All-Stars? I mean, we kind of should, shouldn't we? Or is that in another spot?
We could do that on here.
We could do a short one here. We'll do more in-depth on...
Legion's Cast.
Legion's Cast.
I don't know. I kind of want to hear more about Bill's oil. I got borderline hot toys for a
second. You want to hear about Bill checking the oil?
Yeah. I'm going to see your dipstick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You caught that, right?
Pete, where'd you see the when you text us asking if Fostia really got on? Where'd you see that?
Somebody posted on the Cabal, and it was shots. They were like Oscar trophies, but they put different heads on.
Oh yeah, that was a troll. That was
and,
a good one.
That was a really good one.
Can't remember if that was Patrick Boyle. Or, it was a good one though. Whoever did it.
Don't you all want? Didn't you want Fostia to win?
Oh, no. I was down.
I have her.
Because Travis has
I was going to say, because Travis has six cases in his garage.
Do you?
Not that many.
And I love the figure. Don't get me wrong. But
oh, it's a beautiful figure. Yes. But it's new enough to where the majority of people have her.
Yes.
You know?
Totally agree.
The All-Stars Waves, that's about bringing them back from old Kickstarters and stuff that cheap asses like me didn't get in on.
So.
And there's no reason to army build her. She doesn't, to me, she's not a big parts figure. Which, if you look, you've got the people that vote for All-Stars are people trying to fill holes and people trying to army build. Those are the two biggest things that people vote for, in my opinion. So that's why people were so upset that there was no Dwarves. Because they want to army build those fuckers.
Yeah, but there's still two spots left, right? But we don't know. The Horsemen will pick those.
Kind of.
They have in the past.
Yeah, but it's...
But I was reading a post where Cornboy said that we do, you know, somebody was complaining about, imagine that, somebody was complaining about voting for six and only getting four, and Cornboy said, well, part of that, for that vote, is to for us to see for future reference what people have been looking for, whether they pick two out of that list or pick two out of something else.
Look at all these votes for Dwarves. Guess what? We're going to do a new Dwarf.
Yeah.
So what do we got? We've got Wayne.
Yep.
Wayne. Yes.
Sir Wayne.
Okay, real quick. If you voted for when Kyle says these figures, if you voted for it, raise your hand, okay?
All right. All right. You on YouTube can see.
Wayne?
I did. That's Kyle, Steven, Kyle, Travis.
Scaphoid?
Really?
Me. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I voted for him.
Yeah, now I see why you're wearing that shirt.
Boom! And guess what? Winner, winner. Okay.
Was it Vitus was one of them?
Yep, Vitus.
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 Peter, don't turn
Vetus.
On me. Boom.
Corn Boy said Vitus. That's the only reason I'm saying it, right?
And
he's wrong, too.
And then the
Travis,
other, the other skeleton.
Kyle and me voted for Vitus.
Yes.
And then the other skeleton with red things on his head.
Tibius.
Yeah, okay.
I did not vote for Tibius, even though I absolutely love him.
Love that figure. I think he's a better pick than Scaphoid. Didn't vote for him.
I do too, but
voted for Wayne and of those four, I only voted for two of them.
Bill, you did not vote.
I did not vote.
You did because you didn't. You're not in on this. Yeah. Who would you have voted for?
Let me bring it up.
Yes, please. Who would you? Oh,
I would have voted.
God, that picture.
Sweet. It is sweet.
Well, Trevor is kicking ass with this shit.
That's exactly what he's going for.
It's got to be Trevor Williams, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I would bet.
I would have voted for Sir Orwain. I would have probably voted for an orc.
Yes, I did.
I did, too.
I did.
It's absolute 100% unadulterated bullshit that Gothrok isn't on there. Sorry.
And that is who I voted for.
Gothrok?
Yeah.
Gothrok.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I mean, who'd you vote? You vote Urku?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, too. He's an army builder,
dark.
Too.
He's definitely Gothrok.
Yeah.
I,
Almost screamo.
I did not vote.
Thanks.
So,
who would you have voted for, Peter?
What?
Would you have voted for these four?
I would have voted for those two skeletons, and I would have voted for Gorthuk.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other... I would have voted for Hagnon. I just love that. I never got... I've had multiple chances to get it, and I passed. And so,
well,
I only have... If I recall correctly of the options, I have Borier, and I have Faustia, and I have... Is it Thalen Frostbow?
She wasn't on there, but Ragnar.
Ragnar, I'm sorry, yeah, Stormforger.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't have any of the other ones. In my mind, those three weren't going to be anywhere near it. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, eh, you know, anything that came up, I need all four of those figures. So I'm one of those guys that I'm winning no matter what.
Yep.
Especially because I got Travis ordering them for him. I just take him out of his garage and, you know, winner, winner. So
even better.
To your point, I would have probably voted for Hagnon myself because I thought they said in prior, if he won, they would have do him in the blue glow in the dark.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because the blue was the original and the green was the re-release, right?
No, there's never been a blue.
Never blue. It was
We've only got green Hagnon. He's only been one release.
And it was green, but they were going to do a blue.
But if he ever comes back again, they say they're going to do it in blue.
Oh, see, I thought we already had one of each.
No.
Nope.
Because wasn't there one, but wasn't there like a half one they did too?
That was a promo.
That was an accident. The half non.
Oh yeah,
That was an accident. That was a language. Cornboy said that was a language barrier where they told the factory in China.
Yeah.
That we make half of them green and half of them blue.
He
meant 50% of them all green and 50% of them all blue.
One figure that was that's right.
And then they sent him a thing where it was split down the middle.
Yeah. Which is just cool. I think that's
That'd
cool.
be the figure to have.
Right. I just think that'd be...
Give me a
Could
call.
You imagine that one armored up and then six blue on one side and six green on the other and him like leading it half and half? That would be so cool.
Ooh.
I'm excited because of the 1.0 figures that I missed out on.
We'd have to have our boy, your guys' boy, Nate Strong, take a photo of that. That would be... He would really do that shot justice.
Yeah.
Nate Strong could do a lot of shots justice.
Oh, yeah. Well, all of them, really.
All right.
Travis, what are you doing?
Facebooking. I'm promoting something good. I'm promoting us.
There's probably no other time you could do that.
Right. Look, there's a camera right there.
I know, I'm promoting that.
All right. Thank you, Travis.
Well, I mean, Cody did, and I just commented on it, but...
Oh, that's probably pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
How can we not talk about what Cody has done for the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast recently in creating a website.
Game changer.
Game changer. Never been done before in My Wife's Going to Kill Me history.
Jesus.
Brand new. Completely fresh.
New idea. We never thought of this stuff in the past.
I just think of all the great stuff we could have done had we done this before.
Where we could be.
Yeah. By the way, that
Whose
still
pictures
exists.
You
we
could
still
use
own
on it.
It. I'm still paying for it every year.
You are?
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was dead.
I thought you said it was dead, too. I thought you said that we
left. No,
relapsed.
You told us we had a free year, and when that free year expired, it was dead.
The website builder for it is dead, but I still own the domain name.
Oh,
well, that what good's that doing us?
and none of it did any good with you.
So yeah,
this is absolutely amazing. It's the acronym of My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me .com, MWIGTKM.com. It's absolutely awesome.
If you are right now watching this live on YouTube, jump over right now to MyWifeIsGoingToKillMe.com, MWIGTKM.
Yep.
And
MWIGTKM.
Check it out.
Wig tickem.
The reality of it is,
wig tickem.
What Cody has done, putting our shirts on there, right now there is Stevens.
All two of Stevens, all 40 of Jeremy's, because, you know, hey, when people matter, they matter.
Well, the Matthew Rodriguez collection is also there.
There's about 20 designs that were lost in the infamous iPad off the roof of the car. So, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Toys.
Oh!
What?
Boom.
Mm.
Wow. I think I'll buy some of those.
So Cody has put on a small selection of toys from my booth that will be there for a little while. We'll see how this works. I tried to price things so they would move, of course, with the usual My Wife Is Going to Kill Me. Now, not the Steven, Pete, Kyle, Bill prices, of course, but... if you're looking for some hard-to-find legions, there is a few of them there. And Cody is such a smart dude. He goes, dude, how about every Sunday at 5 o'clock is when we add new toys. And so people will know, hey, this is the time to get on and go check it out.
As long as Cody's not drunk at 5 o'clock on Sunday,
which
that might happen.
The good thing is that Cody's in charge of this.
Well, maybe the prices might be really good on
yeah, who knows?
On Sunday, depending.
But I'll tell you, it's funny. I get on here and look, and I know a lot of these shirts have been available on TeePublic in the past. But I get on here and look, and I like instantly right now I want to go to this website and
buy
some
stuff.
Shirts.
Yep. one thing that I will tell you guys, what's super cool about this website in particular is showcase the talent of some of our people in our circle. We also wanted to try to do them better. So the people like the Stevens and the Jeremys and the Matt Rodriguez's, anybody that has anything featured on here is going to get a better cut than they would get through one of those other big sites, because they deserve it. They're super talented. They do this work for us. So by buying from us, you're putting money into our pocket, which is great. We greatly appreciate that. But you're also, the artist himself or herself is getting a better cut as well. And that means a lot to us to be able to try to help support them. And the great thing is they didn't have to do anything else. I commissioned that from Jeremy DeWitt, and it's absolutely awesome. I can't wait to put the Casey Jones one up here because that's my all-time favorite. We're super lucky. This is a great way for us to again put some money and recognize talented people in our world and put more money towards the show.
Show us Jeremy's Donkey Kong. Go down the Donkey Kong Beast Man. One of my favorite.
There's a few of
them. Up one more. There he is, blue shirt. There you go. It's one of my favorites right there.
A classic great. Taking two things that he loves and merges them together, you know?
So get on there, check it out. We plan on doing some stuff to kind of promote this and doing some contests. And I think, and we still got to work out some logistics of this, but the plan too is that this is how our $10 Patreons are going to be able to get their shirts.
Yep.
Is they'll be able to get on here and select it. And we still got to fine tune that a little bit, but it's funny how a smart guy like
and
Cody.
I'm pretty sure too that if you are a Patreon member, you will have a evergreen coupon code.
Ooh.
That will get you a discount on anything on our site because you backed us before we had cool shit to sell. So at least we can do is give you a deal on it.
Are these shirts live, Cody? Can somebody order a shirt right now?
Yep, everything is.
Okay, Cody says yes. It is a go.
And obviously, if you notice anything on here that you're questioning, like the episodes are going to be there. We're going to get some spot where maybe we'll have some. The pictures. I would love to have the character bios for the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me also maybe on here, which we've been working on in our support group. We're gonna have some fun stuff, and the reality of it is this is just a great example of us finding smart people.
And by we, Travis means he wrote one post and then he just keeps changing the name in it and posting it again with a different picture.
And
I gotta change the name.
I'm not sure who's compiling the information that he's gonna actually have in the bio in the end. Is that
Mark Zuckerberg is compiling that information.
If we're being realistic, all the bios are gonna be either mine or Francisco's, anyways.
And we might just add a few sentences from other
people. We'll just blend the two of them together in like an ultimate, you know,
Francisco's bio on Justice Curry.
Oh, so good.
It was
all of his have been great.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah,
I just can't wait till we get into the hard ones. You know, the ones where like we really try to make people cry.
So, are you going to do the big three, Trav? Are we going to go to me, you, and Pete eventually after we do all of our cast of?
Yeah, I mean, we could do that bio thing for us. I mean, I kind of thought that ours have pretty much written themselves over the years, but yeah, that would be fun too. Yeah, I like that. I like Steve. Steve's like, I just want to read about me. I don't read about these
people.
No, I don't.
You think that? Oh, yeah, you think people are going to be nice to me, Trav?
We can do Trav's right
now.
You
really think
naked,
I'm looking forward to that?
Crocs, no belly button, money,
dirty toy sculptor,
Mythic Legions,
sculptor.
Boom.
What?
Holy shit.
You could eat cereal out of that.
It's like a taco. Holy
show that shit. To the camera. He's can you can you show that to the camera?
Oh.
I want to put some ground beef in there.
I don't think that.
Hey, it's a, ladies and gentlemen. Travis Bowles is getting a belly button back.
I want to pull his pants down so bad.
We can't
do what I do.
I wouldn't actually do that.
That's what they said to
Steve. I feel. I think
at that party.
I think my doctor was like, "Well, you'd have a belly button if you weren't so fat." It feels like it's like actually.
That's why
kinda
he gave you the magic weight loss pill.
Exactly. I feel like it's actually starting to look like a little bit of a, like I could walk down the beach and people would be like. Something looks off, but maybe that
looks off.
Looks like
no, honey, it looks
lighter.
Off because he's not wearing any pants, and everybody else is. And there are kids here.
Something looks a little off. Oh, it's his swim trunks.
They are a little off. They're hanging off his ass. I can't wait to get back. The last time I went to the beach, I got a full on Heidi look twice. I can't wait to go back to the beach.
You did.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
So head on over to that website. Check it out.
You know what we need? We need a Travis naked shirt. So they just draw like just the, you know, the stuffed nipples and it comes in like skin tone. And you can have the official My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me Travis t-shirt where you're just, it's a belly buttonless.
Yeah, with a
skin
big trainer.
Color. Yeah.
Like, shadow
a,
it in.
Yeah, just
so that
shadow it.
That.
Yeah,
and on
nipples.
And on the back of the shirt, it has
the little yin yang. The little yin yang.
Yeah, this is great. Oh, boy.
So I've come on that thing so many times. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'll text Jeremy because Steve is useless.
Now I will get
moving on that shirt.
Now you, the listener at home, can also come on it so many times.
Is there a flesh... Is there a flesh Caucasian
there was.
T-shirt?
One of them was very skin-looking.
Holy shit.
Yay!
We got sales?
We got sales.
$311? Holy crap.
Right.
Those are figures.
I hate to say it. It's probably all toys.
Yeah. I was really hoping to see... I was really hoping to see a T-shirt.
Either way, we appreciate you guys.
Oh, well.
That stuff's absolutely
I love it.
Awesome.
Curtis Ackerman, he like got on there and like cleaned house.
Hey,
it's all good. Sold out.
Hold on. Hey, Cody. Cody, people couldn't see that, right? That was just for us?
Yeah.
Okay. I just, people's addresses were popping. I wanted to make sure.
God, he is that good. He's pulling up shit that only we could see. Well, that's then stuff that, yeah.
And you would have known that had you listened to me 10 minutes ago when I said that. That's awesome.
Well, I get it, but he's but to be able to do it that fast.
Hey, wait a minute.
Like, I totally.
Is Cody out there on the computer? Cody's out there on the computer, you guys. Hi. That's how this is. I was just thought it was thinking it.
You mean when I can't see him?
I thought it was
him?
My COVID vaccine, the chip. I was controlling with my COVID chip.
You mean when I can't see him, he's still here?
What?
Hey, Cody, your new nickname is Jarvis.
Yes. Yes, it is. I love it.
You are the man, Cody.
Yep.
What does Jarvis stand for? Does anybody remember?
No.
Okay.
No.
Ooh, we got a shirt.
Yeah.
Legion's Cast t-shirt.
Woo. The lamest one we have.
No, I like that.
Oh, I love that one.
No, the shirt is amazing. The podcast is lame as shit. Let's be honest. If we're only being honest.
One of my favorites.
No, so, and the, we actually, and make sure you guys are paying attention. We've got some cool things in the works. We actually are working out a deal with a company that you guys absolutely love to have an exclusive shirt of their company. We've got a couple of, I've been working with a local artist named Jeremy DeWitt, and he has got a couple of shirts in the works that I've asked him to design specifically for to be put on this site that are podcast related.
I kind of feel
and
like
the other thing he's going to do for me, you guys in Dodgeball, where Ben Stiller's in the office and he's like, oh, you like that painting? It's a painting of me grabbing the bull by the horns. It's a euphemism, but it really happened. I'm having him draw that for me for my new office at the station of me taking the bull by the horns. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so
make
good.
Make sure your characterization is wearing the naked shirt of Travis.
Yeah.
When he does it.
So I commissioned him.
So people are going to walk into your office.
Me shirtless. Yep, just grabbing a bull by the horns.
But not shirtless.
It's a euphemism, but it really happened. Oh, it's going to be so good.
I kind of feel overlooked. How come nobody is asking me for designs?
Because I'm still waiting on a 5-year-old Jasmine I already paid for. So moving on.
I gave you some free swag.
Hey, didn't I commission you?
I gave your wife. You did, and then you told me not to do it after 2 years. You said I don't want it anymore, so I quit working on it.
Yep.
How's that arrow coming?
And I paid you. What?
How's that arrow you commissioned him for?
Yeah.
I got that. I did that.
It finally came. So it took him like 4 minutes. I don't know why it took him 6 weeks.
You asked him to draw an arrow.
An arrow.
It literally took him 2 months. Hey, I love it, though. He was painting heads for me.
Man, all of your Mythic Legions are selling right now. That's another Mythic Legion sell.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I got to pee.
You might be able to pay me now.
No, I don't know about that. What did we work out, though, on the percentage of Travis's toy figures?
Cody says.
Which is funny. Cody says, you might be able to pay me now.
Yeah.
But you remember last time I was here, I said something about we owe him some money. You know what his response was?
I haven't been here.
It's a week later, and now he's like, maybe you guys could pay
me
now.
Yeah, maybe. You know, it's the second week in a row after the four I took off, and I'm kind of looking for my money.
Hey, listen, Jarvis, when you start taking money, then you're on the chain.
Hey, Travis?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is there any way you can get me some water?
Because
I'm kind of locked in.
I'll get you some water.
I can get up if you need to get up.
Well, no.
I'll take my
look Travis. It's the show's ours, Kyle. What do you want to talk about?
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune.
Yeah!
What do you have to say about Cara Dune?
I don't know what to say. I know they're already talking about recasting a strong female lead for her replacement. Not replacing the character.
Right.
But replacing her strong female lead.
Do we really need that? We've got two Mandalorian women that we've already got that can kick some ass.
Well, here's the thing, though, is we don't know that it hasn't been a character that we already haven't seen. Maybe we're just going to see more of that character, number one. Number two, this character is probably going to take the place of her in the Rangers show.
Right, because the rumor was that she was going to be the lead or one of the main characters.
One of the main characters,
that.
Yes. So, yeah. Also, rumors recently that that the armorer is actually been in Clone Wars. She's already in Clone Wars lore. Her last name is Cast. Not, yeah.
Ooh, because she's casting?
No, cast like K-A-S-T.
I appreciate you.
Oh. I mean, that's probably a play on words. I'm going to look this up real quick here because I was just talking to Boonstra about it. And which is odd because Rook Cast is the name. And it's just a rumor right now. People are talking about this rumor with Disney and whatnot. But
she showed up in Clone Wars?
She was in Clone Wars.
You know what episode was she was involved in?
No, I don't. But it was around the Darth Maul stuff.
Okay.
And the thing about it is which is weird because in those episodes, as I remember, she took her helmet off. So if she's part of the Death Watch subscription to not taking your, by the time it comes to
Mandalorian,
then what
this
is
your
flipped,
last Jedi bathroom break sponsored by Old Man Kyle and Steve.
Anyway, Cara Dune / Mandalorian news update, and now we're back.
All right.
So what do you think of Cara Dune?
I plow her. Still.
Still. Okay. The plowing procedure has
like
not
a,
changed.
Like a brand new field. I'd plow her.
Like a Cambodian rice paddy.
That's racist and I love it.
Wow.
Holidays in Cambodia.
Thanks for the water. That helps. All right. Moving on. Any more toy drama?
No, done with there? We can't thank producer Cody enough for taking care of that website. That thing's awesome.
Yeah, you can go ahead and stop paying for the other one.
No, because I'm going to bring it back out of spite.
Have a link on the new one.
Yeah. I can link it to my other dead one, too, that I didn't do anything with. So, and then I can link it to the MuskegonCon one as well. I own 5 websites.
Link it to Justice Curry's YouTube channel.
No, that will never happen, ever.
We have a friend who wants to join the support group.
All right.
Busta Randall Huffman.
Busta?
Busta.
Busta.
He has one mutual friend in the group.
Twining?
Yep. This is going to be Ron's brother-in-law.
Oh, so this is a Travis vote?
Yep.
Lord Steven.
What?
Hands down, best hair.
That is true.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, except for the part that's falling out.
Guys, come on.
It's still great hair. It's just on the floor.
It's no, not.
I think you're all right.
It's getting a little grayer. I'm getting a little bit, you know. Jeremy recently called me a silver fox.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be a silver fox.
Yeah.
You are a fox.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll give you that.
Anything else, Trav? Any more?
I think that is...
Which
is
one?
I think just that one. You know, it's often we get people asking to join the support group. And
but don't answer.
They don't answer the question. And I sometimes even recognize the name. You know, the...
Bots. They're bots.
A lot of time you have this, like... You look and see what... Because you can see what groups Pete is in. And so you might be like, well, Pete's in this group. I want to join that group too. So you just click join and you don't answer the questions or anything like that. Well, I'm pretty, because of the content of that group,
right.
I'm just not letting people in that don't know what they're getting themselves into.
No. How many do we have in the support group now?
I think it's right around 300.
Small group.
Yeah.
But active.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, me. I mean,
they're the elite. They're like, what was it? Leonidas is 300.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but
they all died though, dude. Horribly.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
we probably should all be extinct as well. Yeah.
They're gonna run us off a cliff or something.
I as soon as groups get really big, it's hard to.
Yeah, as soon as groups get really big, you turn it over to Ben Talmadge.
Yes.
I mean, even in the support group.
Hi, guys. I'm here to straighten things out.
Looks like I'm taking over now.
Whoa. Well, you can't say that here.
You're at 301.
That's no good. I straightened up there, partner.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Jiminy Cricket, right?
That could voice? Be.
It doesn't
matter.
Maybe.
Okay.
No.
Mickey? Is it Mickey
Mouse?
Supposed
to be Mickey Mouse, okay. Yeah.
I was thinking. I kept thinking Pinocchio. Like I kept waiting to go. I'm a real boy, but
I think I've actually heard
it took
Ben.
It took him around a little bit to get to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I've actually heard Ben say, though, I'm a real boy.
The group is almost the perfect size.
The group is full, like your mouth.
True.
Full of pizza.
And that's it for toy drama.
I know somebody once before told me something was the perfect size, and I think she was lying. So, thanks, UPS guy.
All right.
I almost got something. You want me to talk about it? Okay. So, I will say...
5-sided dice.
I almost got something. I can't wait to hear this story.
What do you do with a 5-sided die?
You send them back.
I want to say a standard polyhedral set. I actually got an incredibly awesome set of metal dice day before yesterday. Larger than a standard polyhedral set, metal, heavier than hell, and a skull on every face. So good.
And you also can double them by putting them in the freezer and making ice cubes out of them.
I have those too. I got those for Christmas. But yeah. I'm gonna have to buy it. I saw it in the store, and the wife, she was pushing the cart around. She needed to get out of the house. She's kind of losing her mind, and so she says, "Hey, I need to go. It's time to leave." Okay, The what they call it, Legends series or whatever, the Power Rangers one they're doing.
Yeah.
They released the Sphinx with the deluxe with the wings. Yeah. That thing is freaking awesome, man. I'm gonna have to pick that thing up. It was super cool. Nope, it was 6-inch scale.
Oh, okay.
But it, like I said, has the wings.
They have
it was
some of those
pretty
bigger
cool
ones that they're doing too.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
Lightning series. It's
yeah.
Like 9-inch figures.
Yeah, there was, like I said, it was absolutely awesome.
Wow.
But.
Like Travis is just now, all he's doing now is watching the screen for his sales. He's just waiting for Cody to pop up sales. He's like, did, you know.
JLY9 said, no one cares, Pete.
And yet you're watching. So who's the loser? The guy on the show or the guy watching the show?
He cared enough to say something.
Oh.
He also says, fine, I'll return the shirt.
For, return what shirt?
The Legion's cast shirt.
No, the shirt's awesome. The show sucks.
Oh, my gosh. It's,
I can't wait.
When you go to do Allegiance, we go to do Allegiance cast. Well, we. Like, I'm whatever. No, you guys go to do Allegiance cast, and we have to get on here. The part of Pete McCarthy will be played by Kyle Moore today.
Yeah, I'm leaving shortly, so I'm not doing Allegiance cast today. So what did you get, Bill?
Yeah, what did you get, Bill?
I had a bunch of toys.
Good. Show them to us, because nobody likes Pete anymore because
he
doesn't buy toys.
Let's pop these things out of the box.
Pop them. There's a knife.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I understand you're an expert at cutting shit.
Yeah.
Cut these open. All right. Get these open. I pulled the trigger and bought some of the, because I don't have time to build these Gundams, so I just started buying the figures.
Oh.
So the action figures that are already assembled.
I like it.
They're, they're from Bandai. They're official. Got what a Tamashii Nations little hologram sticker on them. They're awesome.
These Walgreens, are you picking these up, or where are you getting these?
Walgreens and Walmart.
Interesting. Just found out that a local comic book store in town is now selling Gundam.
What?
Not comic book store. Sorry, hobby store.
Oh my gosh! Real quick, not to sidetrack this. When you guys, well, not you anymore, but that store in Muskegon that he came and sold at your show, he had all like horror NECA stuff.
Yeah.
He's
got a storefront in Norton Shores.
And it's awesome.
Where is
but
it?
He's only open on Saturdays, right?
No, it's different now because of COVID. He's working from home. It's right across from the movie theater.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, old Grand Haven Road.
So local store.
Don is his name. Super nice guy.
Very nice guy. Dudes. It's...
I'm so far behind on these, Bill.
It's legit from what the picture
and
I saw.
And he's trying to diversify. Because before it was like a lot of NECA. Like,
yep. Predator, Alien, Horror.
Now he's diversifying.
Deadly Playthings.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Don Hines is his name. Great guy.
He... Like, I went in there. On the shelf, there was a... Classified Gung Ho.
Oh, wow.
$20.
Wow.
I mean, he's got good stuff in there and he's got good prices on it. All of us, like, dude, you would take Pearson down there. I'm telling you, he's got some good stuff. He-Man stuff. It's all new.
Right.
For the most part. But some neat stuff.
And I'd love to support local. He's one of the guys that got into the game, found out about MesquiteCon, and then got in the second year and was like, hey, I'd really like to get a second booth, and I didn't have the space. We ended up reconfiguring. I was able to slide him a second booth, and not only was he extremely grateful, he freaking filled it.
Yeah.
I mean, to the ceiling. Like, I mean, it wasn't one of those where, like, you know, a guy gets a second booth and throws 8 toys on a table. Like, he was legit, man.
No, yeah, and I'll tell you, this store... I can't believe I was going to take a picture and send it to all of us, and I just totally forgot about it. But
if anybody out there goes there, please take a picture and send it to Travis so we can see it. That'd be awesome. But the hours are more than just Saturdays,
yes,
now?
Because of now, he's right. Able to. These are awesome.
Yeah, they're cool.
These are not something I would buy.
No, but they are fun.
They're super cool, though.
Well, I've never gotten one out of the box yet, so I want to... open one and see what we all think.
Yeah, if you're a mech person.
I can see Pearson digging those big time.
Yeah.
As much into, you know, he loves Voltron and Titanfall.
Sick. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you put these on a
Detolf with some nice lights. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super sweet.
I'm just going to play with them. They're toys. These were $24.99 a piece.
Walgreens? I'm sorry, you said
Walgreens,
I think.
Walgreens and Walmart. Same price. Yeah.
Okay.
Steve is messing around with the Mortal Kombat's Raiden.
Yeah, McFarlane toys.
I thought this was a redesign of Metal Gear Solid's Raiden. That's why it looks so much different. Jokes are always so funny when they're really obscure.
Yeah, like all your local jokes. Everybody loves those. GNL's got quite a dog.
And then everybody laughed in the room. You didn't even get the people in the room to laugh, Steven.
I'm laughing inside.
We're all laughing inside at you.
It makes them happy. Oh,
these Gundam figures, very poseable.
Steve, did you notice when they moved that mic stand and the spring bongs? It sounds like that. I keep thinking you're starting the music again.
No. Yeah, I think I've heard that a couple times.
No, talk to me.
I'm talking to myself here. I said these Gundam figures are very poseable, very articulate, and very light. There's not a lot of heft to them.
I really like the fire effects with Raiden. I mean, it's weird.
Can you give me the other fire effect? Oh, you have it.
It's Raiden, so it's... probably should be lightning.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird red. That it's a color of, but then again, I mean, it's super neat.
But I got that one.
Ooh, Deathstroke.
Deathstroke from the
From DC. from the one movie that he was in the last 8 seconds of. So yeah. Good.
Yeah, we had this one in. I can't remember if it was Torres or not, but yeah, that was a beautiful figure.
We are playing the music.
We are playing the music.
I think Kyle must have hit it.
I didn't touch it. You put your box on top of it. Don't even fucking start with me.
It doesn't sense a box.
You set the box on the.
No, it's not pressure sensitive.
Would my parents be proud of me?
With the heel of your hand, you got it when you were with that figure.
It's okay. The box.
Yeah, we're falling apart. We just need to give it up.
No, we need to get better.
I got this to go with him, Pete. So they can fight.
Yeah, this Deathstroke's awesome.
John Clawfield wants to know if they're sturdy or super flimsy like the normal Bandai stuff. So talking about the Robotech.
I don't know much of the Bandai stuff, John, so I don't know. But this is pretty light. I was expecting a little more heft to this, but there's just not. But it's great. It's got great posability. And,
Let me put it up here.
Yeah. But
yeah, there it is.
Isn't it? The spring makes a vibration when you move the stand, and it sounds like the opening bass note of the thing. So we kept hearing that, and then you bumped it, and it started actually playing. And so we're losing it.
Man, I should not look at those because I do have this like weird like that would look really cool on a shelf like vibe.
Cosmic Legions.
Yeah, and that's the other side. I just got to wait for Cosmic. These are really awesome, though.
Okay.
And you could get them in some really cool poses.
Well, I figure these are the $24 toys. I have a $50 model of that.
Yeah.
That is just got crazy detail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
That Raiden looks awesome.
It does. I have a huge complaint, but it is for overall, it looks cool.
Is it not sexy enough?
No thigh swivel. You cannot make his knees, like, I can't point to cool. I can't twist.
McFarlane.
I can't twist his knee so that he could be, like, you know, turn his leg out. His toes, in other words, his toes need to almost be, or his knees almost need to always be pointing forward.
I know you guys love it
Todd
when I do this.
No.
Huh?
Todd says no.
Todd says no. I don't want, I don't
Todd
know.
Todd says no.
Time I know you guys really love it when I do this, so I would like to also go back to a little bit of toy drama.
And this is great because he just opened up his AOL app on his iPhone to read this, just so everybody's aware.
It's a little bit of a long one, but can I? You go okay with this? This yeah. All right. So Spawn, the Kickstarter for Spawn. I understand everyone's frustrations. This wasn't how things were supposed to go.
I remember saying that the first time my wife and I fooled around. I understand your frustration. This wasn't how it was supposed to go. I'm sorry about your hair. You're going to want to wash that out.
You filthy slut. End it with that.
Yeah, she loves that.
First off,
dang it.
As someone who also buys lots of items off the internet, I know how frustrating it can be to have to wait for some item you've only, not only ordered, but you are anticipating at the same time. It can make a person show their inner anger more than they normally would. Since this was my first Kickstarter experience, I made the mistake of trying to keep this figure away from my normal business dealings that I do with one of my other companies that produces action figures. McFarlane Toys, in quotations, in case you didn't know.
What do you mean? I'm lost already. He's trying to keep.
He
what?
Tried to. He didn't want to. Anybody. He didn't want to have to pay anybody else at McFarlane. He wanted to do this all on his own.
That's probably a good way to look at it.
So he did the Kickstarter separate. Oh, I can handle this. And because he didn't have the people at McFarlane Toys helping him, now he's sending out apology emails
on AOL.
Who's writing this?
Todd.
Todd.
Oh, this is from Todd.
This is the Todd. T-O-double-D Todd.
Oh, this is the Todd father.
Todd father.
With hindsight. Now on my side and the testing of most of all your patience, I see that was not the wisest business move I've made. You see, my toy company has many contracts with shippers, custom folks in many countries, trucks ready to move, containers, and more importantly, containers ready to load those McFarlane toy items on a steady schedule.
So in other words, he's got people.
He's got people, but for some reason, decided not to use them for this adventure.
I'm going to do this one out of the basement, I think.
I'm going to do this one out of the basement. I think I'll take all the money on this one.
Right.
By going outside that regular system, I fell prey, like many other giant companies, to the supply and demand complications of the open market. Where on the other McFarlane Toys front, we have contracts with advanced bookings for everything. This Kickstarter had to scrum for those same resources like everyone else.
Wow, this guy is injecting ego straight into his veins.
It gets better. The best analogy I can give you is that McFarlane Toys has made its dinner reservations at a popular restaurant months in advance, whereas this Kickstarter project is the person who shows up at the same popular restaurant during the busiest time asking if there were any tables open for their party of 23,000 backers. Lessons have been learned, and I will apply those lessons.
I was bragging camp.
On our next offering, for sure.
Fix this offering before you offer something else.
So what does all this mean?
So what all this means is that they were supposed to be, like, the Spawn figures are
supposed to be in our hands.
Yes, and he had issues at the factory. He had issues in shipping. He has had issues at customs. Literally, like, they've been for weeks.
Sitting.
And they're not even going through the containers. Like, they just haven't even checked them in yet. So Todd is kind of experiencing something that he probably hasn't experienced for a long time.
Work.
I think more of Todd probably not getting his way.
His preferential.
Yes. Yes. But because, like you guys are saying, and I can't say it's about the money.
Hey, John.
at Todd McFarlane here. So Todd McFarlane does not like to wait for Todd McFarlane products. Sincerely, Todd McFarlane.
Todd, you're not talking like Todd. Todd doesn't talk like that.
Well, I can't talk.
Todd's
like,
got kind of.
I have a normal amount of chromosomes. I'm unable to speak like that.
Because he's from Canada, but he just wants to put a little sex in those toys. I tried to put as much sex in those toys as I could.
You're starting to go full.
You can never go full.
It's an exaggeration, a little bit, you know.
All right. Well, you started out just fine, and then you went full corky.
Yeah, my name's Todd.
Life goes on.
Most people refer to me as the Todd Father. The Todd Father.
Did anybody here order Spawn from the Kickstarter?
No.
Obviously, I did.
Obviously, you did.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
Steve.
And it was super cool for them to send that note to you by carrier pigeon via AOL. So that was sweet.
You see the difference here? Let's get back to riding. You see the difference here between the Mythic Legion's poseability with being able to swivel that knee and get that knee pointing off into one direction, which you can't do with the riding. Yet they gave us a toe bend. I just wanted to get back to that.
Did you say Raiden?
Isn't that his name?
I think it's Raiden.
Oh, I'm going back to Metal Gear again. Metal Gear Solid.
Pete, does it bother you that he literally has a box sitting on top of the iPad and
there's no reason, but it's fine.
I don't know what happened.
It is fine. That is not pressure sensitive. You can only you have to be alive to make those.
You have to be flesh to activate an iPhone. Everybody knows that. It's not your Android that can
Is anybody else concerned that he has the figure with the custom pointy heads spikes on top of that box?
You realize how quickly I can grab that if it falls?
I want to kick this table so fucking bad right now, just to see.
I've never, anything in the history of my friendship with you, have noticed anything quick about you.
Well, you should talk to Courtney.
Yep. Ryan Gonzalez said technical difficulties wouldn't happen with Jeremy running the board.
Quite possibly.
That's it.
All right.
Robots, DC.
Good haul.
William White said, Todd decides how your toys pose, Steve.
I know, Todd. I'm not a fan of that pose. I'm going to make sure that pose is impossible. I'm going to put a little stoppers in there so you can't really get that knee out there. I don't like that knee out there.
Curtis wants to know if that's a Todd impression or a Peter Griffin impression.
Yes.
It's actually very close to Peter
Griffin. Griffin would be kind of, you got to get that space in there. That's not really a good Peter Griffin, but you know, you got to get that space
in your
mouth.
I think we found Steve's next Halloween costume.
Yep.
Every time somebody says Peter Griffin, I just think of that one episode where it does a little aside like they always do, and it's the Peter Griffin Christmas hits. And I have this gift for you. It's up in my bum. Which is totally Steven appropriate.
So perfect. You know what? It was Hobby Lobby that had this figure.
Yes.
Yep. He was saying he was going to do a little bit of repaint, but I will tell you, I think they did a pretty good job.
It's pretty cool looking.
It definitely looks pretty cool.
Yeah, but I could see where a wash would.
That's a McFarlane, right?
Yeah.
Is there a little sex in there?
I'm just upset that
he have thigh swivels?
Deadpool so bad.
No thigh swivel. Okay. Thanks, Todd. Hope you gave me toes, though. Did you give me toes? Oh, this one doesn't have toes.
It does have toes.
I'm glad I got that toe swivel because
he's gonna break it.
Yeah,
I'm kind of hoping he does.
Yeah, you can make him stand. You can have his toe kicked up like that, so it shows everybody he's kind of nervous. He's kind of nervous. He's
ready to pounce. It's not a dynamic action pose. It's a pre-dynamic action pose.
Yeah, good choice there.
Ugh, this looks awful.
Put a little more sex. I need a little more sex in that.
You don't like it?
No, maybe when it comes out of the package, but.
Would my parents like my gold belt?
Jesus, he goes back to that throwaway, stupid issue.
Every time.
Then
my belt's gold.
It's funny, Steve. It's okay.
Never gets old.
No.
I have zero pain apps, except for my gold belt.
Which you can see coming from a mile away.
But you don't know what it's on, because the rest of me is hidden in the dark night. I received only black and gold paint apps in an order that would surprise you. A is for Alfred.
That is, I'm sorry, top three all-time
really seals in the flavor.
Like a lot. Like hardcore.
I fight.
By the way.
Oh, shit. Which Batman?
Which one of these holes do you smell out of? Look, he's crying. His face is all wet. Like mine was at the beginning, and yours was at the end.
So good.
So good.
Am I next?
Go.
Okay.
Harvey, you're here. Two-Face was just here.
Okay, I just have a few things that are new to me, but they've been out for a little bit. These are just some of the new 3¾-inch vintage collection action figures I picked up recently. I've got the Beskar Mando and Moff Gideon.
Mm. Does he come? He comes with a darksaber?
Oh, yes, he does come with a darksaber. Yep.
Kyle, do you?
The armorer.
Are you going to display 4-inch or are you going to display 6-inch?
Yes. I will display them both. Eventually, when I buy a house that's 3 times the size I'm living in now.
Just kill off
up here in Whitehall.
Honestly, I am impressed by the fact the amount of detail that they can do in a small figure.
Yeah.
But
3¾.
I kind of took some flack on a previous episode for asking a question about Moff Gideon and his armor being Vader like. And you can't tell me you don't look at that chest armor and that's got a Vader vibe. Look at it.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. It's its own.
Yeah, it's black and has a little chest piece thing.
It's its own totally, piece, but yeah.
Yeah, but
fuck you.
It's not very Vader.
And then I also was able Woo! To pick up the classics Panthor. Just happened to be sitting Why? On a shelf. I'm guessing somebody returned one or hid one. Because I just don't see them. So I snapped that up as soon as I could.
Jeremy was able to get mine, found it on the shelf.
What can't Jeremy do?
Break my heart. No, he can. Sorry.
Okay. Can I ask you guys this? Because I know two people by the name of Jeremy. Jeremy Gerard.
Yeah.
Jeremy DeWitt.
Yep.
They literally are two of the most talented people I know. Do you guys know a Jeremy that is not talented?
Well, no. The kid that killed himself in that Texas classroom was named Jeremy.
God damn, I was going to go talented. The same place.
Here are you, oh, here. Yeah.
Picking on the bar.
He might have been Seemed
talented. Seemed to haunt his little room. But we unleashed.
But we unleashed, a lion. I love that ramp up there.
Yeah. Recess in Israel.
And then the last thing I got, I picked up, I don't know if anybody saw this on Michigan Toy Traders. I did a video with Carl Miller to the east side cents? Of the state.
And Isn't Carl Miller up, already on the east side of the state?
Yeah, well, I went over there too.
How much?
Yep.
How much?
How much what? Did I pay for it?
How much do you want for it?
Well, I don't know. That's another bone I've got to pick with you. Apparently, I don't move fast enough for you, so you went ahead and bought the Mando 6-inch with the child figure from Bob Rieger before you could let me decide on what I wanted painted. So,
I didn't say I wouldn't pay for you. I'll still pay for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you need?
I was going to trade. That's the thing is I didn't get a chance to decide what I wanted painted, and then Bob Rieger says, "Yeah, hey, I sold. Hey, got one of these to
old. Let him be mad.
Got one of these to Steve, and I'm
you
like,
you said you hit. I might." You never committed.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't commit because I was still
so. If I can, if I've got one in the hand and one in the bush, which one do you take?
The one in the butt, apparently. So I got this Motu cup.
Yeah,
very nice. Very good artwork on it.
Ooh, I like that. It's just got some moss, man.
Defined very good. Of,
can I
clean?
Pour some.
Yeah, I want to drink out of it.
It looks brand new.
It does look brand new. Does look brand new. Fireball.
I put a little fireball on that.
It looks brand new.
It does. It does. It looks good. That's good. That's melting the plastic.
Melting fireball. My gut. Here, don't. Before you, don't. I mean, there's liquid in there, so don't. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
The Travis head shake. The
it was on camera, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's Fireball.
I just heard the intro music again. Did you, Pete?
I didn't touch it. I did not touch the iPad. I didn't touch the microphone.
No, I've got I got Pearl Jam stuck in my head now anyways.
Yeah.
I got Creed stuck in my head. Thank you very much.
All right. I love that.
It's beautiful. It looks brand new.
Got some Thunder Punch He-Man there. It's Adam going turning directly into Thunder Punch.
Did you describe where you got that?
Do not pass go. Do not drop
$200. This one I got at... wasn't There and Back Again Toys. It was the prop shop in on the east side of the
state.
What'd
you pay for that?
I paid $5 for that.
Nice.
It's got a Burger King logo on it?
Yep, it's Burger King cup.
Kyle, I heard a funny story from our buddy Kyle.
What's that?
He said that you were recognized in one of the toy stores.
I was in that store, actually, by one of the employees. They recognized my voice from this glorious podcast.
Really?
And, yeah, so that was nice.
So you literally were in a toy store.
I was in a, yep, in the prop shop. And
and the guy says, are you old man Kyle?
Well, I think Carl was talking to him, and, yeah, he did ask me. He said, your voice sounds familiar. Do I know you from somewhere? And before I could answer him, he said, my wife's going to kill me. And I said, yeah, I'm old man Kyle. And then he looked at me like, oh, I guess the voice is better than the... The physical.
No, he was hoping you were going to be more decrepit.
He probably was shocked that you're not actually that old.
Well, I am that old. I'm just in better shape than most of the guys sitting at this table.
That feels like a shot.
We don't call you old man Kyle because of your looks. It's your demeanor.
I guess so, too. And I'm physically old. Like, my baby
picture's black. No, you're mentally old.
Your baby picture's black.
It is. I'll bring it in.
You wish your touch phone had a rotary dial. Come on, admit it.
My touch phone does have a rotary dial. Cost me $49.99 to get that app.
And what's great, too, it also has a one-touch button for when he falls, he can call the ambulance.
Yeah. It's a big red button, like this big red button that I can't apparently accidentally touch.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
I'm falling. I love how she says, falling.
Yeah. You're a superstar, dude.
Yeah, I'm great.
How'd that make you feel?
It was nice. It was fun. It's happened before. It happened at Michigan Comic Con.
I mean, it's not like somebody playing your theme song.
On a Justice
song.
Curry cool, video. It's not as fun as a colonoscopy, but...
Wow. Usually sleeping for those.
You want to go, Steve? Or
doesn't matter.
Go?
I only got one thing.
Go for it then, buddy.
All right. I got this... first time I've laid eyes on this. We've got the Super 7 Thundercats Mumra... glow-in-the-dark version. I can get it out of here. You want to grab hold of that?
Excuse me. Freaking Pepsi.
Ooh.
Shiny.
In typical Super 7 fashion, we've got a shiny, awesome presentation. Because that's what they do.
It looks like it's a giant
worth the wait.
It looks like a giant chocolate.
And we have...
Oh, I've got to get one now. Fuck.
Mumra inside. We're talking about the decrepit, decayed form. Why are you putting it up there?
Because it glows
he's
in the dark.
He's trying to melt the patch. Oh! Like,
I thought you were putting it in front of the camera. I'm like, that's not the camera. That's a light.
Oh, you're slow. You're so slow.
Yeah.
It's too dark. Turn the light off.
Turn the light off behind you.
Maybe. Oh, you got to turn the light off in front of you, too.
Yeah, I got it. You got that one?
How do we do that? Look at Cody. He's on it.
There we go.
Maybe a little.
I don't know. I can't see best.
There's
Travis.
Too much light reflecting off Trav's shirt.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Anyways.
It's been on shipping too long. Maybe I have to go in there. Maybe I have to be up there a little longer.
It's the Super 7 version, like we said.
Probably got UV protection in the plastic, so it's not actually getting any of the UV light to glow.
The glue is a little...
The glue on the box?
Broke the package.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
Man, Cody is right on.
Cody's just
Cody's
flashed
like,
a picture.
Bam!
Of him glowing.
That is
pretty
awesome.
Cool. In the, mm-hmm. You know, cool. Super 7 loved to do these things. They did it with Baxter Stockman. They made the Bug Zapper version. They love to sell you the same thing, but with a little twist, a little glow-in-the-dark action.
Hey, you love to buy it.
And I love to buy it.
He doesn't have that cloak, though, does he?
He does. It's in the bottom. The cloth cloak. It's right down here. I was just looking at it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, two different. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he comes with all of his.
Oh, the package glows, huh?
Oh, the package even glows.
On the back.
Look at the screen.
Oh,
Cody's got it up.
Yeah.
So.
It can't get dark enough in here, though.
I think. Yeah, I wish we could show you on the camera, but it's probably not going to work. But. Anyways, I think this is fun. I probably won't open this. I didn't open it.
It'll be up for sale on the website here in just a few minutes.
Uh-oh.
No. Unfortunately.
Maverick Salvigan wants to know, how does it feel to be a celebrity, old man Kyle?
It feels good. I like it. It's something I can get used to.
John Caulfield said, Store Horsewood currently down for maintenance. Interesting. I would say that's because the All-Stars pre-order is about to start, would be my guess.
Well, didn't they say March 1st?
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if they're putting stuff on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does that sword come from?
That came from this...
Gundam.
That would Barbados. I just started watching this anime, by the way.
Enjoying it?
Iron Blooded.
There is no give to this.
No, that would hurt.
This is like, I can legit kill you with it if I needed to.
Don't trip down the steps with that.
No, uh-uh.
Where'd the cardboard box go to this?
Right here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's legit.
You all set there, buddy?
I'm all set.
All right.
Go, Pete.
Travis is...
I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Got a couple things.
I got a package in the mail from Brenda Strupp, which really is not who I was dealing with on this. I was dealing with her husband. But Brenda is the actual artist. She's the one doing the work here. And in the cabal... He posted that she is making cloaks.
Oh, nice.
And selling them. So I bought these three. These are dwarf or goblet scale, you know, cloaks.
There is no way that you didn't put your dick in this thing. Look at that. You put your business right up in there.
Put his balls in it.
Dude, smell it.
Oh, my God. It smells like Heidi.
So wired cloaks, I was pretty happy with them.
Could you imagine the reveal at the Bold house? She walks into the bedroom and that's on there.
Go
honey,
time.
Honey, I got you something.
Step into my chamber, young lady.
That's pretty neat.
Cody, can you bring up that cabal post that I had of his? Pretty I just neat. Want to make sure I got his name right. Yeah, right here. Okay, this actually isn't even his post. This is... This is Eric LeBron posted a picture, and it great job here. He goes, I like to take a break of campaigning, and this is also a cloak that his wife has made. So it's Sean Strupp. If you look him up on the Cabal, on the Mythic Legions Cabal, or I imagine just Facebook, and it's SEANSTRUPP. She is making cloaks, and obviously you could use these for Black Series, G.I. Joe, whatever you really choose. But they're wired cloaks, but I'm going to show you what actually sold it on for me and what made me buy one of these. And it was a picture I saw of a figure wearing this cloak.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that screams Spawn to me, and I'm getting a Spawn figure.
Eventually.
Someday. And I really liked that, and I thought that would be a pretty fun thing. And even not just for Spawn, I thought it was kind of cool just for even for Mythic Legions. Which
actually,
I
that'd be an awesome, like a post-endgame Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah. Super cool. So I ordered a black one. I'm sorry, a red one, of course. And then I got the same one in black. And I will tell you, their prices... were pretty dang good.
He's not going to spit them out right now because he doesn't recall.
No, I do recall. Shipped it was. I got so five of them shipped $80.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no. I was pretty happy with that price.
So like 20, 10, and 10?
Probably, yeah.
That's 40, that's 70, then 8, then 10
yeah.
to ship.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, this... $20. I mean, I know it's not like the super complex thing or anything.
No, but it's time.
Yeah, it still is. It's someone put
and it's
time
super
and work.
Cool.
And I just so I was pretty happy.
Does that
about
go
it.
With one of the Spawn figures that are eventually going to get?
That's the plan. Yep. And so that picture that I want to Cody, can you bring that back up? I'm sorry. I also want to bring up not this one though. There was the other one. I think this is another awesome thing he started doing in the Cabal. So Cody, can you go up? Just want to make sure it's his name before I say this. Yep, Sean. Okay. So Sean posted this in a cabal. I think first he did a poll, like who would win in a battle between these two characters. Now, Cody, can you go through these pictures? So obviously we've got that dwarf.
Jorun.
Yep, Jorun. And then we've got as Spellbender.
Yep.
And he's got this little battle scene that he did.
He blew his helmet off.
With a fax. It's not his helmet. It's his like shoulder pauldron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But then as you go through, he's got these cool little effects to go along with this. And I thought, man, that's just a fun little thing to do on, you know, especially a group like that, the Cabal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously they've got some ability adding these digital effects, you know, which I hate to say it, but shit, you could probably do that stuff on your phone now if you have the right app. You know, we've come to that place, mm-hmm. you know, where you get
all
to do
the,
this.
Yeah, the digital effects on the sword and stuff.
Yeah, which is just, I thought, just cool. And this is the kind of thing I could so see Steven doing if he had any kind of...
talent?
Time. Time.
Effort, I was thinking. Because he's got the talent. And he's got the time.
Oh, I do?
Oh, that's funny.
Ain't that good?
Little censored bar.
You notice that's the one I like. Yeah. Yeah. Just cool photos. And we're watching them on YouTube right now. If, you know, sorry for people listening. But it's like Spellbender brings Hagnon into the battle. And just kind of a cool little thing. So yeah. I thought it was really awesome. So go check it out. Friend this guy if you're interested in capes. They're pretty amazing. All right. Moving on from that. I did get two Marvel Hasbro pieces just this week. I ended up picking up a few of these, which these are the Hellfire Club. Oh, yeah, that's cool, too. Let's hold that up there. I think it needs a little bit of work, but yeah.
Is there a figure in here, or?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just the soldier.
This is a soldier. Cody, can you bring up the Hellfire Club soldier picture? Okay. Not that I.
There
yeah,
he is.
There you go. I'm not going to open it. I might sell it. So. These are the figures that are available on Pulse only, and they have them for, I want to say, $15 each.
Or $14.99.
Yep, so $15. Ooh, sold out too! Perfect! So what happens with these is, that's it. Like, it's in a bag, a plastic bag in this box.
It just sold out.
Yes! If you want one, $30. $30.
It'll be on the website.
It'll be on the website.
Filthy yep. scalper.
Then last but not least, and I forgot to mention this one to Cody, but I was able to get the Walgreens exclusive Silver Surfer, which is from Walgreens, but quite possibly one of my favorite comic stories. And this is a Thanos book, and it's the Surfer in the future, and he is now wielding Mjolnir as well as his cosmic surfboard.
Well, everybody's wielding it now. So
yeah.
Well, Norrin Rad is, I would say, is worthy.
That figure is, it's a pure money grab. Yeah. I don't give a flying fuck about that stupid figure.
Yeah, but I do because I read the comic. Okay. So
yeah.
The fact that I read
is that an older story?
Another comic.
Is that an older story?
A year or two.
Okay.
A year or two. We talked about it on this podcast.
It's been
nothing new about that figure.
No.
It's a new color.
Yeah, the paint apps.
But nothing.
They didn't paint it. They just molded it in black.
Yeah. I still really like it, but then again, like I said, I loved this story.
It is getting lame that everybody can wield the hammer now. I mean,
dude, if
it was a big
by everybody, you mean?
I mean, there's so
you
many
mean
people.
Thor and Cap and the Silver Surfer
and Vision.
All right, and we need and, a top 10 hammer wielders.
Oh, yeah,
and Beta Ray Bill, right?
He has wield well. Anyone that's worthy can.
I know, but it's. Okay, so I'm just kidding. Worthy's getting pretty
dude,
easy.
Dude, it's 60
anybody
years.
In the entire MOTU universe can pick up He-Man's sword. So I don't want to hear it.
Not true.
No, it's true.
It is 60 true.
60 years of comics, dude. They've got to tell some other stories.
They can pick it up, but they can't do anything with it.
They got to tell some stories. 60 years.
I want to play with that Gundam. Oh, do you already got to put it away?
No. Yeah. All right. Well, it's been fun, boys.
Oh, you got to go. Yeah. What else we got? We're pretty much
say bye to the peeps.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for not spending any money that benefits the podcast and only buying Travis's figures so far. So Always fun. Thank you guys so much. We have a great time doing this, and looking forward to Steve going back to Alpina so we can have a real good time in the near future with Jeremy. Let's be realistic. He's like heroin. Like, we had Jeremy on, and we all got super high, and now we're just trying to chase that high. We know we'll never get it. We'll just eventually overdose and die. So, all right. Been fun. Be good.
Be good luck. Guys. Good luck against the trolls in the evergreen woods.
Okay, first off, they're orcs. Okay, if you're gonna get your shit straight, get your shit straight. No, today we should make it to Baldur's Gate today. So, which is basically Faerun's version.
That is incredible. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a Gundam thing.
Yep, keep building your robots. There you go.
Thanks, Pete.
Actually, start building your robots.
Steve, we've got some people requesting that your spiky-headed figure be put in front of the camera.
Oh, give it to old man Kyle. Shake your hands.
Don't shake him too much. He's not even really done yet. This is a work in progress, but this will be the Dragon Warrior. There we go. There you go. That's actually a Hobby Lobby paint job on that head. I haven't got mine painted yet, but first look at the new pauldrons for the Dragon Warrior there. I painted those up. That's the first time we've gotten our hands on those.
I see what you're going for there.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
And I approve.
Thanks, buddy. So yeah, that's those are some. What?
His Lord head came off.
Yeah, it's just sticky tacked. Those are some Lord Vetus limbs that are going to get repaints. So yeah. But he's coming together pretty cool. I think he's fun.
He looks great, Steven.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Oh. What else we got? What else we got for the show?
I want you to show that Fallen on camera too.
Okay, the Fallen.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, sneak preview of the Fallen.
Yeah, Fallen with his new pauldron. So pauldron is obviously wearing the faceplate. It fits on there. If you could remove that and show them what's under that faceplate.
I will.
Emil killed this whole thing. This guy came right out of the head of Emil. The only thing I could contributed was the shield gimmick and or not the the faceplate gimmick, putting it on the pauldron. Everything else is just out of Emil's head.
Don't downplay it. That's a brilliant idea.
It is. It really is.
Not only that, it also was the level of detail on these two figures, these two sculpts. Kind of moves into this realm that it's hard for me even to fathom. Like, I look at them and they're just so detailed.
Like, they're almost not Mythic Legions anymore?
Yeah, it is weird. It is a weird weird thing. They're beautiful, and Emil just shared a picture of another one that he did that, like, freaking, I don't even know.
The helmet?
Is it a helmet? Is that what it is?
It's a helmet. They're the bad guy minions. They're okay. Gonna be like that would be like the troop helmet that the bad guys are gonna.
God dang, dude!
Because in the storyline, I mean, nobody cares about our storyline. I'm sure there's a few that do.
Yeah, people care.
But you know, the Dragon Warrior is kind of the leader of the bad guy, and that's gonna be the Dragon Warrior's troops.
Awesome, dude! It's just cool. So, all right.
Very fun.
Kyle.
I already showed you my stuff.
Awesome.
You were on the phone, buddy.
Are you prepared? I'm well aware that you showed his stuff, but are you prepared for your segment?
I do. I am. Okay. I have my looks like. I'm ready to go. All right. Let me pull it up here. Sorry, guys. The rotary phone. You know how that goes. Okay. I have a little more than I had last time. So,
real quick, Kyle, can you explain this, what we're doing here?
This is a looks-like game. This is something that started a couple years ago, Travis and I and Matt Rodriguez listened to what used to be the Dan Le Batard show on ESPN, and they're gone now. But they would have a looks like, and it would be sports people. And so through that, I decided to start doing it through our group and Legionnaires and the podcast group and everything. So, and I've made up some, a good portion of them, and some of them I just stole because they're just flat out funny. So here we go. Christopher Kelly looks like the nuclear scientist who was kidnapped and forced to help the villain in Steven Seagal's last pay-per-view film. That didn't go over as good as I was hoping. Okay.
It's a good one.
Anthony Hauseal looks like a breakfast cereal killer.
Okay.
Francisco Ramirez looks like the guy who shows up to the Zoom meeting but doesn't know how to turn off the cat filter.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's not a cat.
Eric Munoz looks like a spelling bee official.
Well, that's true. He does.
And has probably done it.
Jeremy DeWitt looks like the only guest that swims in the pool of the local roadside motel. There really was a short list of people for me that one looked like. It's like, okay.
Who else was on it?
Well, Jeremy Gerard was on it, but I just did Jeremy Gerard last week. Last time I was here. Oh, let's see. Producer Cody looks like a Disney prince.
Nuts.
Oh. Harley Jackson looks like his typical Saturday night is to watch the latest episode of The Incredible Dr. Pole while Michaela uses a medieval dental tool to pull the blackheads out of his armpit.
Get blackheads out of your armpit.
Yeah. Ugh. I got a couple of them here that Pete's not here anymore, so they're not going to go over as well, but I'll read them anyway. Let's see where I was. Harley Jackson. Okay. Tim Sawyer looks like meaningless sex.
He does look like meaningless sex. Yeah.
Old man Kyle looks peaked.
Yeah, well, ain't that the truth.
Andre Kellman looks like the devil that sits on Pete's shoulder, demanding he rams his tater tot into Amanda's poop chute while calling her a dirty whore cunt. And then there was actually, I wrote down, pause to let Pete make snide remark about Amanda. I actually put that in parentheses. Ron Twining looks like he has a structured settlement but needs cash now.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. I think this is my last one. Derek Ayers looks like an alcoholic priest who travels the country performing unsanctioned exorcisms. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop laughing. Oh.
He does. He does.
He does.
And I think that's all I've got right here.
Good job, Kyle.
Hopefully everybody got a laugh out of that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Good job, stud.
Nice.
All right. You got anything else?
I don't. I don't have anything else. Mournfully, we have to end the show, I think.
And probably do a Legions cast.
Oh, well, yeah. We got to do a Legions cast. Pete's not here. Those are the best ones.
Thanks for everybody on YouTube that joined us. Thanks for everybody that's out there listening to our podcast.
And everybody that's buying Trav's shit.
Yeah, on whatever app you're using. Obviously, the shirts are up. I am going to run out and buy a few myself because I am no longer probably wearing a 3X. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Cody. Obviously, done a wonderful job. Kyle, Bill. Apparently, we can't get rid of these two because they just keep coming back for more. How are we going live with Lee?
I don't know.
Oh, Cody needs to know.
We don't know yet, Cody. We'll talk about it. Check out the site. Please subscribe on YouTube. Cody has been telling us we probably should start mentioning things like that. So we are now going to start the begging portion of this podcast.
We've gotten big enough to start begging. To start
for more,
like,
than just food.
Hey, watch us here, watch us there. We're done. So at least you can say, hey, we've always heard that some people say that's why they like us, is because we're not always pandering for money. And now we're going to start pandering for money and things. And I just want everybody to know it's not our fault. It's because of Cody.
It's Cody's fault.
So Cody doesn't come free. All this new stuff you're enjoying is, you know, it's up in the game and everything else. And Cody is going to be like, you sons of bitches better start freaking selling yourselves. Because that's what he sits us down and he tells us this shit. We have these meetings now and PowerPoint presentations. And Cody's just up there saying, you guys are not going to get anywhere. We're like, we're fine with that. He's like, but I'm not.
He's like, listen, all you have to do is say, please subscribe. Okay?
Now you gotta say, smash the like button. That's the cool thing to say now. Smash it!
In the link below!
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. And, till next time, we'll see you in the toy aisle.